And welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the second round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's great to have you with us here for the second day, filling in for Paul W. Smith, and quite the honor it is. Terry Rattigan is joining us. He's also been a voice for Paul W. Smith and a few other shows on WJR. It's great to have you with us, Terry.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. What a great day.
It is. Chairman of the Detroit Sports Organization and does just an incredible job. NFL Draft, you were right in the midst of bringing to Detroit what's arguably the event that's going to propel us into the future.
There's so much momentum right now, and you hear it from everywhere you travel. People are just talking about what they saw, what they witnessed, whether they were here or whether they were watching on TV. It had a sea change effect on the image of our city of Detroit.
When you look at events like the Draft or Rocket Mortgage Classic, all the events that come into Detroit, the collaboration here hasn't always been the greatest. In recent years, we've really seen the connectivity between private and public, the mayor's office, city services, the police, and Chief White. There's something special going. You used to feel that here back in the early 2000s. It went away. It's back, and it's back with a vengeance, and big events are choosing to come to our city.
I've never seen anything like it. The collaboration that you talked about with public, private, government, companies, charities, nonprofits, the whole thing was just a complete collaboration of our community. And everyone had, I think in part to thanks to Mayor Duggan and his vision, but everyone just got in line with what the vision was, and there was just not the drama. It was every meeting, it felt like we were all pulling in the same direction. We all knew what we wanted to do, control the things we could control, and it was spectacular. And to have, you know, it be so incident-free, the weather cooperated, we shattered records, everyone came away with a good feeling. It was just a happy, happy, historic weekend in Detroit.
And that doesn't come just by chance. It comes with a plan and a strategy and people understanding it. The city has to check egos at times. When I say the city, all of us have to check egos that, you know, my own individual gain can't be more important than the collective gain, because the collective gain is going to rise all of us. And I saw that strongly, whether it, you know, Dan and Varun with Rocket, Roger Penske, Mike Illich, you know, has been such a name here, and Chris, you know, picking that up for him, the Ford family, generations with, you know, Bill Sheila and others. Those are iconic names, and those iconic names are starting to appreciate each other, value each other. You know, some have been around a long time. Some are getting to that second, third generation, and it's good to have them work together.
No doubt about it, and we can't thank Dan Gilbert and his team enough. Mark, you're part of that. Everything that there wouldn't have been an NFL draft in Detroit had it not been for you guys. And that was amazing. And what you've done to realize Dan's vision of bringing this tournament back and into the city of Detroit. So that's one example. But all the names that you mentioned, you're absolutely right. There's this collaboration. There's this esprit de corps that you feel among all these giants of industry that are realizing we're competing with Indianapolis and Cleveland and Minneapolis and Chicago and for all of these signature events. And now with like the expansion of the Big Ten, that makes it even more competitive. So we know we win as a team. We win together. And it starts at the top, and then that amazingly trickles right down to the working level, and it's fabulous.
And those bids are not easy. They're, in many cases, they're an 8-10 year strategy and process to bring them in. One of the other good signs is gentlemen Detroiters, like a Stephen Ross, even Barry Gordy, Steve Ballmer, they're starting to, what's the best way to say this, love their city a little bit more again, I think. They're investing more and appearing more. It's that those are all good signs that you're proud of the city where you come from and you want to be involved.
Great signs. I would add Mr. Ballmer to that as well, who opened up his foundation. So he pretty much covers, you know, Seattle, L.A., where he owns the Clippers,
right,
and Detroit, where he was born and raised.
Right.
And so there's a lot of that going on. And kudos to the Crane homecoming. I think that's done a lot to bring people back. Stephen Ross has come back for that. Dan Gilbert was very involved in luring people back through that avenue, and it's resulted in big-time investments.
Right, and the same with Ford and Central Station, and the show that they had was just resonated Detroit. It's from Diana Ross at the beginning and all the way through to Eminem. It was Detroit. I know you like that one, right, Bob?
Yeah, I was front and center on that one for sure. What I'm listening to, both you guys are very accomplished gentlemen, and what I'm listening to is that a lot of the leaders in Metro Detroit and beyond have put their egos aside for the greater good of the entire city, and including the state of Michigan. And I think you guys are being very humble with what you guys have brought to the table, because I think both of you guys, people don't realize you guys are spearheading a lot of this yourselves. And I think the humility that you guys bring to the table, I think that the egos put aside for the greater good of the city and the surrounding areas and Michigan, has been a great thing for all of you guys to be part of. I certainly am on the outskirts of it. I'm lucky enough to be friends with Mark and many other people. But I think people really need to realize that, you know, the two guys sitting here in front of me are the ones that really kind of spearhead a lot of this stuff.
And
so,
I don't want to forget Mary Barr and the work she does at General Motors. And there's such a collaboration going on right now, especially with the Detroit Grand Prix. The work, they're moving some offices over to the Hudson Building.
Exactly.
There's some thought process on what's going on down in Detroit from a bigger perspective. But it's, yeah, they're talking to each other. And that makes a difference versus having small kingdoms, yep, that make up a bigger kingdom.
Amazing how when you communicate at a very adult level, things kind of get done.
It's it's a good thing. What's on the horizon for the Detroit Sports Commission? I'm sure you can't announce another NFL draft
We can't make any announcements right now, but I'll just tell you this, Mark, and you know this because you've been involved in all of it, but you know that term Detroit hustles harder? The Visit Detroit team, the Detroit Sports Commission team, they embody that. You will not find anyone more eager to bring people and signature events to our town than Claude Molinari and Dave Beachnow and Marty Dobek and their whole team. And those guys just never stop. They're like the Energizer Bunny, and I can't even keep up with them. They've got updates for me, and I'm like, wait, slow down. You know, there's so many different things, whether it's professional sports, whether it's NCAA, Big Ten, men's, women's, you know, there's so many things out there, and they are hungry for every one of them, and it's really exciting. We do have that, and I know you already had Jeff on earlier, but, you know, that's exciting. Next month we're going to have the U.S. Junior Amateur right there at Oakland Hills, and we went out there for the media day a couple weeks ago, and Steve Brady, the head pro there, and Phil Couture, the director of agronomy. I love that name, that title, and we walked the course with the media. And they talked about it, and they even, you know, Steve even hit some shots and said, here's, you know, if you're here, you're going to be in trouble because watch. And, you know, you could see all the undulations and the thick rough and everything. So super exciting. And that was before we knew that Charlie Woods was going to be playing.
Whole new element.
Yeah. So then it's a whole new element.
You just let it trickle out and get bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Exactly.
Charlie Woods is coming. I can't thank you enough, Terry. There's so many exciting things going on. Appreciate having you. That's the first of eight. That's going to be out at the at Oakland Hills.
Exactly.
From the USGA. So exciting for that. We're going to let you get back out on the course, see some action. There's some good things going on out there right now as we look at the leaderboard. But Terry Ragan, thank you so much for joining us on Focus. We'll be back right after this.